现在开始吧，Hello Krishna，亲爱的奉献者们，大家晚上好。今天呢是2020年12月18日，星期五的晚上，我们今天又非常非常荣幸的迎来了亲爱的阿叔，为我们继续讲述 Mahabharata，敬请聆听，Hello Krishna。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 So we continue our narration of Mahabharata。
我们继续进行我们对于 Mahabharata 的讲述。
We're still hearing from the Adiparva, the first chapter, the first book。
我们现在呢，依然还在讲述的是 Adiparva，就是这第一部书。
You saw how Vidura, let's say the prayers, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale.Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upakadamayam Vedati Svapadantikam Panchakaupata Arubhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So a pure devotee like Vidura is always a well-wisher to all living entities.
那像是 Vidura 这样一位纯粹的奉献者呢，他是所有的生物体的祝福者。
And most particularly, he was always looking after the welfare of the Pandavas.
而且在大部分的时候呢，他都是在为 Pandava 的福祉在着想。
He was their uncle.
他是他们的叔叔。
Very affectionate uncle.
他是对他们满怀着深爱之情的叔叔。
And he was very concerned about their welfare because they were unprotected. They didn't have their father.
那他呢，其实是非常的关怀着这些孩子们的福祉，是由于这些孩子们是没有被保护的，因为他们没有他们的父亲在。
He was an incarnation of Yamaraj, the religion personified.
他是Yamaraj 的化身转世。是 Yamaraj 的人格化身。
And Yamaraj is one of the 12 Mahajanas.
而 Yamaraj 呢是这12位 Mahajan 之一。
Mahajanas means great personalities.Who know very well the codes of religion.
那 Mahajan 是指的是非常伟大的奉献者，他们是非常的了解关于宗教的法则的。
He had been cursed by Mandavya Muni.
那他呢是被 Mandavya Muni 所诅咒。
And he had to take birth as a Shudra.
所以呢，他就必须得作为苏者投生。
Remember, he was a very special Shudra because he was born from Vyasadeva, his father, and a maid servant of the queens of Astinapur.
但是呢，我们要记得他是一位很特别的苏者，因为呢，他是由 Vyasadeva。和在哈纳斯涅普的一位皇后的仆人所生的孩子。
So it's not really what we call an ordinary Shudra.
对呢，它并不是我们所为我们所提到的、所想到的那种很普通的 Shudra。
But he had no position, no particular position in the throne.
但是呢，他在王位上却没有一个特定的位置。
He was the advisor of Dhritarashtra, advisor of the Pandavas, and a well-wisher of the Pandavas.
他是Pandava 兄弟的祝福者、祝愿者。那他是 Dhritarashtra 的军师。
But not because of his so-called low birth, didn't prevent him from being a self-realized soul.
但是呢，并不能够因为他出生于这样所谓的低等的出身，就阻止了他不能够成为一名伟大的觉悟的灵魂。
Nothing can prevent a person from becoming a pure devotee, no matter how low one's birth can be.
那么一个人，他无论他的这个出身是多么的低微，但是都没有任何事情会阻止他成为一位纯粹的奉献者。
Doesn't matter what family we are born, what caste we are born, with race we are born.
无论我们是出生在什么样的家庭，我们出生在于什么样的阶级，或者我们出生在一个什么样的种族里。
What matters, what is important, is how much devotion a person has developed.
那其实重要的呢，是一个人他培养出了多深的奉爱之情。
Krishna is only attracted by pure devotion.
那么 Krishna 他仅仅是被纯粹的奉爱所吸引。
Any person can become a devotee and even a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna.
那任何一个人任何一个人都可以成为一名奉献者，都可以成为一名灵性导师，只要他了解奉爱服务的科学。
Can be a man, a woman, a young, old, a Brahma or Shudra, black or white, never mind.
他可以是男人或者女人，大人或者是小孩，或者是黑皮肤的人，或者是白皮肤的人，无论是谁都不重要。
Prahlad Maharaj was only a 5-year-old boy, but he spoke so nicely about the science of devotional service at that age.
Prahlad Maharaj 才是一个5岁的小男孩，但是呢，就在这个年纪，他就。非常的精到美妙的讲述了关于奉爱的科学。
In Prahlad Maharaj's prayers in to Lord Nrisimhadeva show so much detail about his profound devotion.
那么在这个Prahlad Maharaj 和这个主尼辛哈的这个关系里面，就展现了他对于主尼辛哈的非常深厚的奉爱之情。
So we know the Pandavas were now in exile. They were wandering in a forest from one country to another.
那现在我们知道，这潘达瓦兄弟们呢，他们是在森林里面被流放，他们从一个地区到了另外一个地方，从一个村庄到另外一个村庄。
But they wanted to remain hidden from the general public.
但是呢，他们想从大众的视线里面藏起来。
They didn't want to be recognized by anyone because they didn't want that in Hastinapura, they would know that they actually didn't die.
他们不想被任何人认出来，因为他们不想让 Hastinapura 的人知道他们没死。
So they disguised themselves as ascetics and wearing deer skin and no shoes, you know, no jewels, nothing of showing them that they were princes.
对呢，他们就把自己打扮成了苦修士的样子，他们就围着鹿皮，赤着双足，也没有带任何的饰品，所以呢，大家根本就看不出来他们是皇家的王子。
So they went through many, many different kingdoms.
所以呢，他们就走访了很多的王国。
And during their travelings, Vyasadeva appeared and came to see them.
当他们在旅行的过程中呢，Srila Vyasadeva 就来看望他们。
As you remember, Srila Vyasadeva was their grandfather.
我们要记得，Srila Vyasadeva 是他们的祖父。
It was Vyasadeva who conceived Pandu and Dhritarashtra and Vidura.
是Vyasadeva 他生出了 Dhritarashtra, Pandu 王和 Vidura.
So he was very affectionate to the Pandavas, knowing their precarious, their difficult situation.
那么Srila Vyasadeva 呢，他非常的了解潘多拉兄弟们所经历的所有的这些艰辛，所以呢，他对他们是满怀着深爱的。
So now, even though he was their grandfather, but know that he was such a great sage, so they, when they saw him, they offered obeisance and they stood before him with folded hands.
但虽然说 Vyasadeva 是他们的祖父，但是呢，就是由于说了 Vyasadeva 他是一位非常伟大的圣人。所以说呢，当Srila Vyasadeva 站在他们的面前的时候呢，他们也是毕恭毕敬的要顶拜Srila Vyasadeva，而且要双手合十的站着。
So Vyasadeva told them, I'm very aware of the weak plans of Dhritarashtra and his sons.
Srila Vyasadeva 说呢，我非常的清楚Dhritarashtra 和他的儿子们在搞的那些阴谋诡计。
But please do not lament your fate.
但是请不要为你们的命运而感到悲伤。
Because in the future, all this calamity, all this problem, difficulties that you are undergoing will work in your favor.
因为总有一天你们现在所经历的所有的苦都将助你们一臂之力。
So the things will turn out. Will turn out to be good for you.
所以说呢，所有的这一切将来都会是你们的好运所在。
So I told them to stay in the town called Ekachakra.
所以呢，Srila Vyasadeva就让他们待在一个叫 Ekachakra 的城市里。
We don't know if it's the same place.In Bengal, where is Bengal now? That was the place where Lord Nityananda later on appeared. We don't know if it's the same Ekachakra.
It seems yes. It seems that. 我们现在不知道，就是这个 Ekachakra 是不是就是当时在孟加拉，Sri Nityananda Prabhu 显现的那个 Ekachakra.
But then Kelly say yes, yes.
Because sorry. It was, it's okay, Mashu. Sorry.
You remember anything?
Because we went to Ekachakra and there was a place about where
Yes. Yeah, there is a place where Vyasadeva talked with the Pandavas. Yes, true. So it's the same. Yeah, right. Yeah. Nice you remember that.
Yeah. Okay, so I can say that, right? 就是这个 Ekachakra.
Yes, yeah.
所以呢，就是这个艾克查，就是潘多拉兄弟们他们待的这个艾克查克，就是主尼天南的瀑布显现的那个艾克查克，是同一个地方。
He said you stay in Ekachakra and disguise yourself, don't show yourself so much to others, and no harm will come to you.
他说呢，你们就待在 Ekachakra， 然后让自己隐藏起来，不要太在众人面前现身。那么这样的话呢，你们就不会有任何的危险。
The sons of Dhritarashtra will not find you because you are blessed with higher powers.
因为你们呢是被更强、更高的力量所祝福着，所以说呢，Dhritarashtra的儿子们是不可能找到你们的。
Then he addressed Kunti, his daughter-in-law,
然后呢他又对他的儿媳妇昆提皇后说
My dear daughter, please do not be sad, because the fact is that your elder son Yudhishthira, he will eventually rule over all the kings of this planet. There is no doubt about this.
And then he said, 我亲爱的女儿啊，请你不要为现在的这个状况而悲伤，因为毫无疑问，你的儿子 Yudhishthira 将来是会统治整个世界的。
Is very devoted to the truth, is very noble, very pious, and is supposed to be the emperor of the world.
他总是非常的诚实，而且呢，他也很虔诚，他也很善心，所以说呢，毫无疑问，他会成为世界的大帝。
And Arjuna is there as a great bowman, Bhima is there as the most powerful person, very great fighter with the club. So Yudhishthira is very well supported, and certainly he will become the king of this entire world.
而且呢，有世界最伟大的弓箭手尔朱呢，以及最精到的耍大棒的这个强而有力的弼马在扶持着他的左右，所以说呢，他是有足够的这个力量，让自己最终成为世界的大帝的。
Your sons and the sons of Madri all together, they will perform many pious sacrifices.
您的儿子以及你的儿子们以及 Madri 的儿子们将在一起进行很多的虔诚的祭祀。
Your sons will become so famous. Their fame will spread all over the world and will be known in history for all the time.
你的儿子将会名声声名远扬，那在历史的长河中，他们都将是具有崇高的名声的。
And yeah, we are 5,000 years later, and we are glorifying the Pandavas.
比如说现在已经是五千年以后了，可是我们今天依然在荣耀着潘达瓦兄弟们。
So Vyasadeva brought them to guide them to the town of Ekachakra, to the house of a very pious Brahmana, where they could live very, very peacefully.
对，说了 Vyasadeva 呢，就带他们来到了 Ekachakra 城，并且呢，把他们引到了一位婆罗门的家里面，然后呢，他们就可以就这样居住在这位婆罗门的家里。
Introduced them to the Brahman. And then he advised them, you stay here, wait here for me until I'll call you.
然后呢，舍拉维亚萨德夫就把他们介绍给了这位婆罗门，并且对他们说呢，你们就一直在这待着，直到我来找你们。
Do not be impatient.
但是要有耐心，千万别失去耐心。
The good opportunity will come by itself, and you will succeed in satisfying your endeavors.
好运呢自然会找上你们，然后呢，你们也会由于一切的努力而让你们感到心满意足。
Then Vyasadeva left them and returned to his own place on the Himalayas.
然后这样的时候 Vyasadeva 就离开了，回到了他在喜马拉雅山上的住所。
So that while living in Ekachakra, they pretended to be Brahmanas, and every day they would go out to beg for their food.
当他们居住在 Ekachakra 的时候呢，他们把自己假扮成婆罗门，然后每天呢都到外面去为自己一天的食物去讨要布施。
So every day after begging, they would come back and they would put everything they would collect in one place in front of their mother.
然后每天他们都会把他们讨要来的所有的这些 被就人家给他们的这些东西呢，拿回家里面，然后放在一个地方，然后呢一起呈递给他们的母亲。
Begging means begging for food.
Okay, 就是他们讨，他们乞讨，乞讨是食物，要的都是食物。
So Kunti then would divide everything they would collect, all the food they would collect, she would divide in two parts.
然后昆蒂皇后呢，就会把他们所收集来的所有的这些食物呢，给分成两部分。
One part was for her.And for Yudhishthir, for Bhima, for Arjuna, Nakula, and Sahadev. No, one part was for Yudhishthir, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadev, and Kunti herself.
其中这一部分这个食物呢，就是一部分的食物，它是给他自己 Yudhishthir 王、Arjuna, Sahadev 和 Nakula 的。
And the other half was for Bhima.
然后另外那一半呢，整个这一半都是给 Bhima 的。
That's why one name of Bhima was Vikradara. Vikradara, he was a voracious eater.
那所以为什么这个 Bhima 他有一个名字叫 Vikradara? Vikradara 的意思呢，就是大就是。
Voracious eater.
大嘴汉就是能够吃很多食物的人。
He could eat so much.
就给他吃很多东西。
A person who has a very good air circulates very well in his body can digest very well because in order to digest you need fire, you need air.
当一个人的这个体内的气运转的非常的好的时候，他的这个消化力就非常好，这样因为他就可以吃好多食物。因为在消化食物的时候呢，是需要气和需要火的。
He was the son of Vayu.
那么 Bhima 呢，他是 Vayu 的儿子。
And he would spend so use so much his strength. He could eat so much.
而且呢，他因为老要使好大的力气，所以呢，他也要吃很多东西。
So one day.When the boys were outside collecting their food, Kunti and Bhima would stay behind. They overheard a very loud crying coming from the other side of the Brahmana's house where they were hosted.
那么有一天呢，这兄弟们就出去讨要这个讨要布施去了。那么这一天呢，昆提皇后和 Bhima 就在家里面， Bhima 没出门，然后他们俩人呢就听到了这位婆罗门家有哭声，这个婆罗门就是这主人，他们是住在这房子的另外一边的，就听到那边有哭声。
So Kunti became very concerned.
对昆提呢，他就很担心。
Because she was very grateful.To the Brahmana family for their hospitality.
因为他对于这婆罗门家庭的热情款待是充满了感激之情的。
So immediately she wanted to do something to relieve their distress. He wanted to know why they were crying.
所以呢，他很自然就想做些事情，能够帮他们来解忧。他就想知道他们为什么要哭啊。
As Kunti approached the Brahmana's quarters, you know, he heard the conversation between the Brahman and his wife.
然后当昆提来到这个就是要往婆罗门他们这边的这个客厅走的时候呢，他就听到了婆罗门和他的妻子之间的对话。
Sir, what a miserable life is this material life?
他们在说，哎呀，这物质世界的生活实在是太痛苦了。
We develop so much attachment for wife, for children, for home and wealth, and then eventually we're going to lose everything, and as a result will be just misery.
那我们如此的依恋妻子、丈夫、孩子、家庭，而且呢，我们也 这个创造了这么多财富，但是最终呢，我们会失去这一切，然后留下的只是痛苦。
We become so attached to these things, and then when you lose them, we suffer so much.
因为我们对于所有这一切是如此的依附，可是当我们失去了之后呢，我们就实在是太痛苦了。
But now, how can we escape? You know, get escape this imminent danger that we are facing now.
可是我们现在如何能够摆脱我们此时正在面对的危机呢？
I cannot sacrifice my own son that I have raised him with so much affection, so carefully.
那我这么小心仔细的，满怀着深情的把我的儿子抚养着。我怎么可能牺牲掉我的孩子呢？
If my son or my daughter dies, then I will die with them. I cannot live after me losing them.
如果我的儿子或者我的女儿要是这么夭折了的话，那我肯定也就跟着他们一起去了，不可能他们死了我还活着。
So at that time, Kunti took the opportunity and entered the room.
那就在这会儿呢，昆蒂他就趁这个机会走进了房间。
And spoke very, very soothing words to pacify the Brahman and his wife.
那他就讲了一些很温柔的话来安慰着婆罗门和他的妻子。
So please tell me what is causing your distress.
请你们告诉我，到底是什么让你们如此悲伤呢？
I can guarantee you that either myself or my sons can remove any anxiety you may have.
我可以向你保证，或者是我本人，或者是我的孩子们，能够移除掉你们现在所经受的各种痛苦。
The Brahma was very touched by the words of Kunti.
那这位婆罗门呢就很被昆提的话所感动。
Say, you are a very kind lady.
那你真是一个好心的女士。
And you speak very kind words.
而且你说了这么仁善慈悲的话。
But this type of grief that we are experiencing now cannot be removed by any human being.
但是我们此时所经历的这种悲伤呢，是没有办法被任何人类所移除的。
We will tell you the reason.
那我们现在要告诉你这原因何在。
Not far from this town, there is one Rakshasa. His name is Baka.
在这个城离这个城市不远有一个地方，在那儿呢有一个 Rakshasa。他的名字叫巴卡。
Because our king is very weak.
那由于我们的国王非常的软弱。
So this Rakshasa, he actually rules the country.
所以呢，我们的国家呢，其实是被这个 Rakshasa 所统治的。
And because he's a very powerful Rakshasa.He actually protects us from our enemies.
那就是由于这位 Rakshasa 他非常的神勇，所以呢，他就能够保护我们不被敌人所侵犯。
We are certainly very, very grateful for this.
对，为此呢，我们毫无疑问是心存感激的。
But his fees are very high.
但是我们要支付的代价可是太昂贵了。
Because every 15 days, one of the householders of this town must deliver him an ox cart loaded with vegetables and rice, two buffaloes, and one human being.
One cart
full of vegetables and rice.
Yeah. and two buffaloes,
and one human being.
Yeah. 我们要支付的代价是什么呢？就是每十五天，我们这个城里的人就要给这位 Rakshasa 要送去一车一牛车的蔬菜，水果。另外呢，还要给他送去两头水牛和一个人。
So by turns, every family has been providing this to this Rakshasa as the price for his ruling the country and the town and maintaining us and protecting us.
那我们支付这个代价所得到的是什么呢？就是 Rakshasa 他统治着这个国家，然后保护着我们，使得我们不会被敌人所侵犯。
So after many long years, the turn comes to each family, you know, to the same family, goes around and comes back. But after many years.
但是呢，就是这个是每一个家庭轮流去做这件事情。那所以呢，这件事情已经做了很多年了，然后每个家庭都已经轮了一遍了。
So if there is any family,when is their turn to do the bring the offering? If they don't show up, then the Rakshasas find them and eats them up.
但是如果要是轮到了这个家庭，可是这家庭他又没有献上这些供奉的话，那 Rakshasa 一旦是找到了他们，就会把这一家人都给吃掉。
So there is no way to avoid that.
所以说呢，是没有办法逃脱的。
So this next fortnight is our turn.
那所以呢，在接下来的这十五天就是我们家的，该轮着我们家了。
And we don't have money to buy everything we need to bring to him.
但是呢，我们没有足够的钱买够所有的这些食物去送给他。
Usually the families who can they buy a man animal, means a man who is stupid and this is useless, and they use such a human being to sacrifice, but we don't have money to buy such a man animal.
那通常来说，如果是家里面有钱的话呢，他们就会用钱去买一个像是牲口一样的这么一个人，就是低等的这么一个人，然后把这个人做成人的这个供奉给送过去。但是呢，我们家因为没有钱，所以呢，我们没有办法去买这么一个人献上。
So we cannot offer one of our family members.
但是呢，我们又没有办法献上我们家的某一个成员。
So we are in a terrible predicament because we have to offer him something, otherwise he will come over and will eat us up.
那所以说我们现在就处在一个非常艰难的一个境况下，因为我们必须要为他献上一些什么，否则如果我们要不献的话呢，他就来上我们家来追杀我们，然后把我们全都给吃了。
That's why we are, in the ocean of grief, you know, lamenting because this impending disaster in our family.
所以说呢，我们现在是处在悲伤的海洋里面，因为现在我们家呢是遭到了这么一个大祸。
So as he was telling all this with great pain in his heart, Kunti was hearing and had a smile in her face.
所以呢，当他在向昆蒂在讲述所有的这些遭遇的时候呢，昆蒂仔细的听着，并且脸上露出了笑容。
So when the Brahmana spoke, then Kunti told him, please do not be unhappy.
所以呢，在这位婆罗门在讲述的时候呢，昆蒂就劝他说呢，请你不要悲伤。
I know a way to rescue you from this Rakshasas. Don't worry, we have a way to rescue your family.
你别担心，我已经有办法，我能够想出办法来救你们这一家，所以别着急。
You have only one son, and he's very young.
你只有一个儿子，而且这孩子还很年幼。
And your daughter is also very young and married.
你的女儿呢，岁数也很年轻，而且已经结婚了。
Also, it's not a good idea for you and your wife to sacrifice your life and leave your sons unprotected.
而且呢，把你或者你的妻子献上去作为这个献祭，也不能够是一个好主意，因为这样呢，就没有人保护你的儿子了。
So I have five sons. So my suggestion is that one of my sons take the offering and brings it to the Rakshasas.
但是我有五个儿子，所以我的主意呢，就是献上我的一个儿子，把我的儿子拿去献给这个 Rakshasa。
So Kunti said, the Brahma said, no way. I will never accept that.A person who is my guest will sacrifice his life for us. No.
这位婆罗门就说不，这怎么可能呢？我怎么可能让住在我们家里的客人，代表我们顶着我们去献祭呢？献出自己的生命呢？不行，这不可能。
A guest who has taken shelter in one's house should always be given protection by all means.
居住在某人家里面的客人，无论如何都是要被保护的。
So, me and my wife, we have to sacrifice ourselves.
所以说呢，我和我的妻子，我们必须要做出自我牺牲。
But Kunti said, we also understand that the Brahmanas should be protected, so we feel like you should be protected.You should not be sacrificed.
昆提就说，但是我们也知道婆罗门是应该被保护的，所以说呢，你们是应该被保护的。我们觉得你们应该被保护，而且你们也不应该作为祭品被献上。
My sons are also very dear to me, but this Rakshasa will never be able to kill any of my sons because they are gifted with superhuman powers.
那我的儿子呢？我也很爱他们，但是呢，我的儿子他们都是具有这个神力的人。儿子们 ，Yeah, that's what I say. 但是我的儿子们呢，都是具有这个超人的力量的，都具有神力的。所以说呢，这个 Rakshasa 他哪个儿子他也杀，就我的哪个儿子 Rakshasa 也杀不了。
So she called Bhima and said, "This my second son will very nicely will deliver the food, everything to the Rakshasa, and no harm will come to him."
然后呢，他就叫来了 Bhima， 他说呢，这是我的二儿子，那他呢会好好的把所有的这些祭品献给 Rakshasa， 而且呢他自己也不会伤到毫发。
In the past, I have seen so many.Terrible Rakshasas fight with this my son, but they were all exterminated by him.
在过去呢，我亲眼见到了很多的 Rakshasa 和我的这个儿子打斗的场景，但是所有的那些 Rakshasa 都是以失败而告终了。
So we are not Brahmanas.
所以我们其实并不是婆罗门。
So, please do not disclose this to anyone.Because we have many enemies who might harm us.
但是呢，我们因为有很多的敌人，所以呢，请你一定不要把这件事情说出去，因为他们对我们是很有伤害性的，他们会害我们的。
So the Brahmani's wife, they were relieved and they agreed to the proposal of Kunti with great pleasure.
那这样呢，这个婆罗门以及他的妻子呢，就宽了心，然后呢，他们就很开心的接受了昆提所给他们提出的这个建议。
So Kunti turned to her son Bhima and said, "Now you have to accomplish what I have just promised."
然后昆提这会儿就转头对Bhima说，你必须得完成刚才我所承诺的事情。
Bhima immediately said, "So be it."
所以比玛立刻就说道，没问题。
So when Yudhisthira and the other brothers came back from begging,
然后当 Yudhisthira 和其他的那些弟弟们从布施，就是讨要布施这件事回来的时候呢，
when he heard about the proposal of his mother, he spoke very, very sharply to her.
You mean Yudhisthira, right?
Yes.
Yeah.然后呢，当尤迪斯蒂尔听说了他的母亲所给别人做出的这个承诺之后呢，他就很严厉的对他的妈妈讲
，How can you offer Bhima, make this proposal to the Brahman without consulting us？
你怎么在不征求我们的意见的情况下？就像这婆罗门提出这样的建议呢。
For a mother to abandon her own children, this is like murder.
作为母亲，抛弃她的孩子，这就是谋杀呀。
Why do you want to sacrifice your own child for the sake of another?
你为什么因为要救其他人而要献上你自己的孩子呢？
You know that we depend so much on Bhima's strength in order to vanquish the sons of Dhritarashtra.
你知道我们为了要打破 Dhritarashtra 的，我们为了要消灭 Dhritarashtra 的儿子们，我们是多么的依靠于 Bhima 的力量。
But if you abandon him, how we will accomplish our objective?
但是如果你要是把他给抛弃了的话，那我们怎么能够完成我们的这个目的呢？
So Yudhisthira was very anxious.
So Yudhisthira 充满了焦虑。
But Kunti said, don't worry about your brother Bhima.
但是 Kunti 说，你别为你的弟弟 Bhima 担心。
I didn't take this decision because of some womanly weakness.
那我并不是因为女人的柔肠之情才会这么说的。
We have seen the bodily strength of Bhima.
因为我们是亲眼见到 Bhima 的力量。
When we escaped from the firehouse, he ran carrying all of us on his arms and his legs and his shoulders.
那么当我们从火屋里逃生的时候，他就一个人用他的胳膊，用他的腿，用他的肩膀扛着我们所有的人，夹着我们所有的人。
For many hours, he ran with carrying all of us in his body.
他用他的身体扛着我们所有的人，一连跑了那么多个小时。
We have seen how he killed the Rakshasa Hidimba.
而且我们也看到了他是怎么杀死 Rakshasa Hidimba 的。
We know that Bhima's arms are equal to 10,000 elephants.
所以我们知道Bhima 他的力量有一千头力量，就是一千头大象都抵不过他的力量。
No one in this planet can overcome Bhima in strength.
作为力量来说，在这个星球上没有任何一个人能够敌得过他。
Bhima will be able to kill this Rakshasa without great effort.
Bhima 将不费吹灰之力就能杀死这个 Rakshasa.
By doing this, we will accomplish two important objectives.
而且呢，我们通过这么做呢，我们将达成两个非常重要的目的。
And this one is that we will be offering gratitude to this Brahman for allowing us to stay here undetected by the sons of Dhritarashtra.
那么第一条呢，就是我们可以向这个婆罗门表达我们的感激之情。那他允许我们住在这儿。而且呢，使我们在这儿不会被 Dhritarashtra 的儿子们所发现。
And by killing this demon, Bhima's fame will be will be recognized.
而且呢，如果要是这个杀死了这个恶魔呢，那 Bhima 的名声就会被认知。
And this is the duty of the Kshatriya to protect the Brahmanas.
而且呢，沙地利的职责就是要保护婆罗门。
That's why I offer to help this pious Brahmana.
那么就是因为这个原因，所以说我才提出要保护这位虔诚的婆罗门。
So Yudhishthira became pacified by the words of his mother.
这样一来呢， Yudhishthira 王就被他的母亲的话给安抚了。
Particularly because it was based on compassion for the Brahmana, that's why he accepted the decision of his mother.
因为呢，他对于婆罗门也是存着怜悯之情的，就是因为这个，所以说他接受了他母亲的话。
Yes, certainly Bhima will be able to kill this Rakshasa and come back very safely, no problem.
那毫无疑问 ，Bhima 是会杀死这个Rakshasa， 并且呢毫发无损的回来的，这是没有问题的。
But you have to tell the Brahmana to not speak to anybody about this decision.
但是呢，您必须得跟这婆罗门讲，不要把这样的决定和任何人去透露。
So the next day, Bhima loaded a chariot full of vegetables and rice and two buffaloes and start moving to where the place where the Rakshasa was living in the outskirts of the town.
对，第二天呢 ，Bhima 他就装了一大车的蔬菜呀，还有谷物啊，然后还套上两头水牛，然后他自己就赶着牛推着车向城外的 Rakshasa 所居住的地方前进了。
So while he was approaching, as he was approaching, he was eating the food that he was carrying in the chariot.
他一边往前走呢，他一边就在吃着他车里面要献供的这些食物。
And then start calling the Rakshasas in Rakshasas name in great fun. Oh, Baka! Oh, Baka!
然后呢，他一边开着玩笑。喊着这 Rakshasa 的名字 ，Oh Baka, Oh Baka.
Well, Rakshasa, when they heard, you know, somebody calling his name in a mocking way, became so furious.
那所以呢，当这 Rakshasa 一听到别人以这种很取笑的、很嘲笑的这种声音在喊他的名字的时候，他就很愤怒。
Usually, people would not dare to call his name.
因为通常来说，人们根本就不敢喊他的名字。
So immediately came out of this place.
他立刻就从他的待的地方跑出来了。
Oh, his body was enormous. He was gigantic.
他的这个身体实在是太庞大了。他有红色的眼睛。
He has red bird.
Red beard. 红胡子
He had red hair.
红头发
It was terrible. Just to look at him was so terrible.
就只是看着他，他的样子就非常的狰狞。
He had a huge mouth.
他嘴巴可大了。
So he was moving towards Bhima with his eyes full of rage.
所以呢，他就充满了极强的那种愤怒，冲向Bhima。
Who is this fool? He's eating my food.
这个傻瓜到底是谁？这是谁呀，在吃我的东西
？I'm gonna kill this stupid person.
我必须得把这个大傻瓜给杀死，我要干掉他。
So as he was rushing to Bhima in an angry mood, Bhima very peacefully continued eating the food.
对呢，当他非常愤怒的冲向 Bhima 的时候 ，Bhima 还依然很平静的在吃着他的东西。
So It was astonishing to see Bhima's indifference.
所以说呢，这个 Bhima 的这股恬淡劲儿就让他觉得非常的惊讶。
He rushed with his upraised fists, and he wanted to kill him immediately there and eat him up.
举着他的拳头冲向 Bhima， 就希望一拳能够打死 Bhima， 立刻把他给干掉，斩立决。
So with his fists, he beat on a stroke of the back of Bhima, and Bhima didn't even move an inch, and he continued to eat the food.
然后他呢一拳就打在了 Bhima 的背上，可是这一拳呢根本就不对 Bhima 产生任何的影响。Bhima 连寸步都没有移，而且 Bhima 还一直在继续吃他的食物。
The Rakshasa went and uprooted a big tree and ran towards Bhima to strike him with the tree.
Rakshasa 呢就拔起了一棵大树，扛着这棵树奔向 Bhima， 要用这棵树来砸 Bhima。
Bhima finished his meal, washed his hands, washed his mouth, and stood there waiting for the Rakshasa.
然后 Bhima 呢这会儿酒足饭饱。漱了口，洗了手，然后在那儿等着 Rakshasa 过来。
So when he saw the Rakshasa going to strike him with the tree, he just caught the tree with the left hand and struck the Rakshasa with the tree.
当他看着扛着树向他冲过来的这个 Rakshasa 的时候呢 ，Bhima 就用他的左手抓住了这棵树，并且呢。用这棵树又推回给了 Rakshasa， 就打回了他。
The Rakshasa became even more infuriated.
这可把 Rakshasa 更加的激怒了。
And started uprooting so many trees and rushing with them, throwing these trees to Bhima, and Bhima again would catch the trees and threw them back to this Rakshasa.
所以呢，这个 Rakshasa 就开始一棵又一棵的把这个树都给拔起来。然后呢，把树扔向戳向 Bhima 呢就这么把树接过来，然后呢又把这个树又扔回给了 Rakshasa。
Soon the forest became without any trees.
就很快，整个这片森林的树全都被拔光了。
The Rakshasa Baka, I know, he ran to Bhima and caught him with his two arms.
然后这个叫 Baka 的 Rakshasa 呢，他就赤手空拳的冲向了 Bhima， 并且用他的双手抓住了 Bhima。
So he dragged Bhima to the ground.
他把 Bhima 一下拽到了地上。
And Bhima also dragged Baka to the ground.
然后 Bhima 呢也把 Baka 给拖到了地上。
So soon, very soon, Baka started becoming very tired.
但是很快呢，巴克就感到很精疲力尽了。
So with his knees, you know, pressing on his back, Bhima pressed him to the ground and started beating him with his fists.
那Bhima 呢就跪在地上，把这个Rakshasa 给按在地上，就是这么说，就是 Bhima 跪在地上，然后把 Rakshasa 按在地上，然后用拳头使劲。捶打着 Rakshasa.
He placed one of his knees on the middle of the Baka's collarbone, backbone.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. 他是把他的 okay 是这个 Bhima， 他把他的这个膝盖跪在Rakshasa 的背后的这根骨头上，就是这个脊椎的这根骨头上。
Then he caught his neck with one hand.And with the other hand, he caught his cloth around the waist and broke his body by the middle.
然后呢，他用一只手抓着 Rakshasa 的脖子，然后另外一只手呢，摁着 Rakshasa 的腰部，然后就这么一折，把 Rakshasa 一下给折成两半儿，从中间给折成两半儿。
He broke the collarbone by the middle. He broke the collarbone of Baka, and Baka screamed with so much, so loud.
所以呢，他是把这个 Baka 的就中间这根骨头给折成两半， 然后巴克就很痛苦的喊的这个大声的叫着，因为太疼了。
He vomited blood and died on the spot.
嗯，然后他口吐鲜血，坠地而亡。
So all the friends of Baka were very frightened when saw Bhima so strength.
所以当巴克的所有的朋友们看见Bhima是如此的神勇的时候呢，都吓坏了。
So Bhima told them, never kill human beings again, because if you do, it will happen the same thing to you as happened to Baka.
然后 Bhima 就对他们说，你们不要再伤害人类了，因为如果你们要是再接着做这伤天害理的事的话，那你们的下场就和巴卡一样。
So the Rakshasas were terrified by seeing the power of Bhima.
对，这些 Rakshasa 看到 Bhima 的这个神勇之力的时候呢，都吓死了。
And from that point, they became very friendly to the human beings.
所以就从那次以后呢，他们就开始对人都非常的友好了。
So then Bhima dragged the body of Baka and placed him at the city gate without anybody seeing him, and then he left.
然后呢，Bhima 呢，他就悄悄地把 Baka 的这个尸体给拖到了城门口，然后呢，他在没有人看见的这个情况下，把这尸体放在那之后呢，他就走了。
So nobody saw that he was the one who killed Baka and brought the body there.
对呢，并没有任何人看到是他杀死了巴克，并且是把巴克的尸体给放在那儿的。
But the next morning, all the citizens saw that cannibal, the Rakshasa's body broke and covered with so much blood.
那第二天清晨呢，城里人就看到了。巴克的躯体在那儿，而且身上全部都是鲜血。
They were amazed to see who had done such a superhuman thing.
所以呢，他们就觉得非常的惊讶，他们就在想，哎呀，就是这么超人力的，就是超人所做的事情是由谁来做的呢？
So he went to see the Brahman. They went to see the Brahman who was supposed to do the offering in the previous day.
所以呢，他们就去见这位婆罗门，因为他们知道这婆罗门本来在前一天是应该向Rakshasa 献上他们的供奉的。
The Brahma say, "Well, you know, yesterday I was preparing to go and bring the offering to Baka, and there was one Brahman traveling on pilgrimage and came to my home, and he agreed to take my place."
这位婆罗门说呢，说昨天本来我是已经做好了准备要出发去献供的，但是呢有一位刚好经过这里在朝圣的一位婆罗门，他就说呢，他愿意替我去干这件事儿。
He assured me that no harm would come to him.
而且呢，他也向我保证他不会受伤。
So probably this was done by that Brahmana because it seems like a person with mystic powers.
所以也许可能就这一切都是他做的，因为看起来他好像是有玄秘力量。
So everybody agree with that version of the story.
所以呢，大家都同意了这个版本的故事。
And they were very happy and held a big festival because now they didn't have this threat of the Rakshasa Baka anymore.
所以大家感觉特别的开心，然后开始这个举办盛大的节日来庆祝，因为从现在开始呢，所有人都不会再受到Rakshasa 的威胁了。
And the Pandavas were not disclosed.
而且呢 ，Pandava 的身份也没有被揭示。
So in this way, they could continue. They could help. They could help the Brahman in their showing gratitude for their being so kind towards them. At the same time, they got rid of this terrible threat to this pious people of Ekachakra.
那所以说呢，他们就得以就这样就使得潘多瓦兄弟得以向这位婆罗门表达他们的感激之情，因为允许他们住在那儿。那另外一方面呢，他们又帮助 Akachakra 的人解除了 Rakshasa 对他们的威胁。
嗯。So this ends for today our narration of Mahabharat.
那所以说这样呢就结束了我们今天这一段对 Mahabharat 的讲述。
So stay tuned for the next episode.
所以呢我们拭目以待的静心的等待着下一讲的讲述。
More incredible events will unfold.
所以呢就是更多的令人不可思议的场景都会一幕一幕的被揭示开来。
So this is the power of Krishna's devotees. It can be endowed by the Lord's mercy. They can be endowed with extraordinary power and strength.
那所以呢这些都是主的奉献者所展现出来的威武之力。那他呢是由于被主的由于被主的仁慈所灌注，使得他可以展示极强的力量。
So we stop here, and if there are any question or comments or realizations, so you are most welcome.
所以呢，我们现在呢就先停讲课这部分，先停在这儿。如果大家有任何的觉悟啊，或者任何的问题啊，或者是评述啊，我们都欢迎大家提上来。Ashok, can I have 1 minute break?
Yes.
Okay, Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，请大家稍微等我一分钟，我马上就回来。Sorry, I'm back. Hare Krishna. Ashu, so there is a question from Sumujirana Maji.
Okay.
Yeah. 请拜亲爱的阿叔，请问现在还有这种食人魔吗？还是都在上一个瑜伽年代就灭绝了？Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that if this type of carnival or rakshasa is still available, or those have already been extinct from the previous yoga?
Well, there is still some around disguised as human beings.
其实现在呢还是有一些这样的食人魔是在的，但是他们把自己乔装打扮成了人。
Srila Prabhupada once mentioned to some disciples that all this world is controlled by a bunch of rakshasas who disguise themselves as human beings.
Srila Prabhupada 有一次回答他的这个奉献者，就是说呢，整个这世界呢都是被一群rakshasa 所统治着， 但是呢，他们把自己打扮成了人的样子。
And they said that these UFOs, this was one of our scientists who wrote about UFOs, Prasada Puttaprabhu. He said that these UFOs, actually they are Rakshasa technology.
Oh, what is the name? Prasada Prabhu, right? Prasada Das
Prabhu. He wrote this book.
Sorry, Prabhu, the voice is broken. I didn't hear the name of the Prabhu.
Saputa Prabhu.
It's kind of funny because every time when you speak that name, then the voice is broken. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Sadaputa Prabhu.
Sadaputa Prabhu, 他就说呢，就是 UFO 其实是一种 Rakshasa 的科技。
Because Rakshasas have higher material technology, they are materially more intelligent than human beings.
因为呢，就是他们有更高的物质的科技，那他们的这种物质的科技呢，是要比人类的科学技术要更发达、更高。
And we already know that they can disguise themselves in any form they want.
而且我们知道他们已经能够把自己给装扮成任何想成为的那种形象。
Okay, next question, Kiki.
From Qiqi, yeah. 顶峰阿叔 ，Yudhisthira 为什么要责怪母亲，要帮助这个无助的婆罗门呢？他平时保护善良 Brahma 的阶层 ，Yudhisthira 以善良正义。Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that why Yudhisthira speak those sharp words to his mom? Because his mom just want to help this helpless Brahmana. And Yudhisthira Maharaj himself is always very merciful and kind and always very kindly to protect the Brahmana class.So why he had that kind of reaction at that time?
Because he was going to be the emperor, and he was counting on Bhima's strength to defeat the enemies, and just for the sake of protecting one Brahmana, he would not fulfill his important plan of ruling the world in a pious way.So he was seeing the higher picture, how Bhima would be used to protect the whole planet, not just one Brahman, but so many, many Brahmans would be protected if there would be a rightful, pious ruler. And at that time, he did not think that it would be a piece of cake for Bhima to kill this Rakshasa. But then when he heard his mother saying that will be no problem and remind him of the strength of Bhima, then he understood, yes, yeah, you're right, there's no problem.
因为 Yudhisthira 王他内心想的是呢，他即将成为大帝，那么他是需要依靠 Bhima 的力量来帮助他来征讨四方，然后最终能够成为这个皇帝的，而且呢，就是他成了这个皇帝之后呢，他是需要去保护很多的婆罗门，他并不是只是保护这一个婆罗门，所以呢，他就而且在那会儿的时候呢，他的脑子里并没有反映出来，去杀死这个 Rakshasa 对于 Bhima 来说是小菜一碟，直到他的母亲向他讲了，就是讲了之前的这些场景之后，他才意识到。这件事儿对于 Bhima 来说，其实根本就是一件不值得一提的小事儿，所以说他就同意了。但之前呢，他是从全局的角度来考虑，他不能够，他要想如何能够更好的、更有效的运用 Bhima 的能力，所以他不可能因为一个婆罗门来这个牺牲掉 Bhima。
He was behaving already as a king. We're supposed to protect everyone.
所以Yudhisthira王他此时的这种行事方式呢，其实已经是作为一位国王，就是作为一位皇帝的那种行为方式了。 他在想着他要保护所有的人。
So next question.
Next question from 阳光灿烂，明白咕噜的莲花族，感恩翻译，谢谢您。请问外星人算是半神人吗？Please accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that if the ETs are considered as a demigods.
Who?
ET, 外星人 the living entities from the other planets, are they considered as a demigods?
Which living entities from other planets? Which planets?
She didn't mention, he just general. 阿树问，就是您说这个外星人指的是哪个星球的哪种生物体？
What kind of people?
对，您指的是什么样的人？ I guess she just asked in general, whoever from the
in the translation, a lion means somebody who is not from this planet. It's not that any. There are different planetary systems. There are higher planetary systems, but there are also lower planetary systems. So anyone from other planet than this planet, and they can be pious people like the demigods, or can be demoniac from the lower planets, like Rakshasas are demoniac.
那其实呢，就是所谓这个外星系，有的是更高等的星系，有的是更低等的星系。那么如果是在外就是从这个高等星系的人呢，他是虔诚的人，那他们可以被认为是半神人。但是呢，还有那些就是更低等的星系的人，那些人呢是具有恶魔形态的人，那比如像 Rakshasa。 But Ashu, is it true that Rakshasa is higher than the human planet, right? Oh, I am wrong.
Materially speaking, they are more intelligent, more capable.
但是呢，就是如果是从物质的角度来讲呢， Rakshasa 们他们其实要比人类要更加的有能力，更加的有智慧。
They have no piety.
但是他们没有任何的虔诚。
We see the story of Ravana was a Rakshasa, Ravana, and he fought against Ramachandra, and it was very difficult to be conquered.
比如说，我们也听到过 Ravana 的故事。那 Ravana 他是非常的有威力的，而且呢，他也敢向主 Ramachandra 发起挑战，而且他是很难被战胜的。
Any other question?
No, that's it.
That's it. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
非常感谢大家。
Thank you for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
A special thank you to Sumukhi Radha Mataji and Dhanakeli Mataji for helping us to be together for this period of time to hear Mahabharata.
那也很感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji 还有Dhanakeli Mataji 能够帮助我们有这样一种方式来一起聆听 Mahabharata 的讲述。阿叔 ，Here is one more question from 阳光灿烂。She's saying that 我们经常看到 UFO 长得和人类不一样，科技很多，意识也比人类高。She's mentioning about the UFO. She said that the creatures of UFO they looked different as the human beings. However, they have a lot of technologies, and it seems that they also have higher awareness or higher consciousness than the human being. So she's asking, those UFO are considered as the demigods?
No, we said this is Rakshasa technology. Material, I am material consciousness, I am material intelligence. But it's not, you suppose it's not demigods. Okay, just translate that.
这样哈，就是刚才我们已经说的这个 UFO 呢，他们所具有的这些科技是 Rakshasa 的科技。就是他们虽然说显出来的好像是更加的具有科技感。
demigods, they don't come to this planet Earth during this Kali Yuga, because in Kali Yuga there's no more sacrifices performed for the sake of the demigods. So they don't come to this planet. Srila Prabhupada said, they don't even come to Pastul.
因为在卡利年代呢，现在这个地球上已经没有在进行着任何的祭祀的活动了，所以说呢，半神人在卡利年代他们是不会来到这个星球的。说帕帕曾经说过，半神人连拉屎都不会来地球拉。
But they come when we are preaching Krishna consciousness. They come disguised to watch the devotees preaching.
但是呢，当奉献者在传播 Krishna 知觉的时候，半身人他们会乔装打扮着来到这儿，然后呢，观看奉献者传播 Krishna 知觉。When
Lord Chaitanya was performing his pastimes, the demigods would come disguised, unnoticed by the human beings, and to witness the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing and dancing.
当时Chaitanya Mahaprabhu在进行 Kirtan 的时候，在唐宋在跳舞的时候，半身人们他们就会在不被人类所发现的这种状态下，乔装打扮的来到这里，然后呢，在旁边看着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的高歌和起舞。
But they would come invisible in their own celestial airplanes.
但是呢，他们是会坐着他们隐形了的天堂的飞机来的。But
these UFOs, these are Rakshasa technology. It's a very realistic technology.
Very what? Realistic. Materialistic.
And they don't look attractive. Even if there are people who describe them, they don't look attractive like demigods are attractive.
而且呢，就是即便是人们会去描述他们的这个样子，但是他们这个样子呢，也 描述出来的也不是像是半身人的那么具有吸引力的漂亮的样子。
No, they are not demigods. Demigods, they don't appear visible to human beings.
所以呢，这些不是半身人，半身人们是不会被人类所看到的。
Okay, this was the last, so there's one more.
Yeah, no, the last one, the Titi just show her appreciation, gratitude to you and everyone.
Okay. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vyasa Devi ki jai, Srila Mahabharata ki jai.
Ahu ki jai.
There's one more question.
Yeah, from Titi. 你们阿叔, 在物质世界只有地球可以得到 曼陀罗是吗？半身人待的星球有Mahamantra吗？ 阿叔, in the material world, is that true only the Earth planet can have the opportunity to get the Mahamantra? What about the planet recited by the demigods? Do they also have the Mahamantra to be accepted there?
Yes, it's because the demigods are devotees.
他们在那儿是有曼陀罗的，因为这些半身人都是奉献者。But
of course, because they live in so much material opulence, everything is just materially so attractive and no suffering, nothing. So they don't take so much shelter on Sankirtan movement as we see in this planet, where you feel more the need because there is so much pain, so much suffering.
但是呢，由于这个天堂的高等的星宿有太多的富足，有太多的舒适，所以呢，他们在那儿过着舒舒服服的生活呢，就没有那么迫切的要脱离于Mahamantra，而不是像在这个物质世界，在这个地球的这个星宿呢，因为有太多的痛苦了，大家呢就很急切的、迫切的需要脱离在曼陀罗下。
But many many, many, many demigods would come to see the pastimes of the devotees when the devotees are preaching, doing Harinam. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada said the demigods come.
但是呢, 当这个奉献者在地球上 在进行 Harinam 在进行着 Hare Krishna 知觉的传播的这个活动的时候 半身人就会来 就会来观看 Srila Prabhupada 说 半身人是会来的
One time they organized a big conference for Srila Prabhupada in a big theater and a conference hall and because there was other celebration and other program, nobody came, only a handful of people came, and there were the devotees, so many devotees, just a handful of people. So Prabhupada gave a very nice presentation about Krishna consciousness, but by the end, the devotees who organized the program, they excused themselves, sorry, Srila Prabhupada, we did not know that was another program going on at the same time. So not many people came.
那有一次呢，奉献者就为Srila Prabhupada安排了一场节目。那么，但是呢，就是由于在同一时间内在别的地方还有其他的节目在安排，就导致了来参加这场节目的人就特别的少。因为很多人都去参加其他那场节目了。然后，在参加这场节目里面，除了奉献者之外呢，就只有凤毛麟角的几个人来参加。但Srila Prabhupada给了一个非常精彩的演讲。那么当Srila Prabhupada这个讲课结束之后呢，安排这个活动的奉献者就对Srila Prabhupada道歉，说Srila Prabhupada实在太抱歉了，我们并不知道在同一时间还有其他的活动在进行，所以我们就安排了这个时间。So
Prabhupada said, "Oh no, there were so many people. I saw Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada Muni. They were there."
Srila Prabhupada 说，哦，没有，没关系，因为确实今天有很多人都参加了，而且呢。 我还看见了主 Brahma, 主 Shiva, 还有 Narada Muni, 他们都来了。
So Srila Prabhupada actually in the temple of London, at that time Srila Prabhupada said that when the kirtan is very nice in front of the deities, Narada Muni and Lord Brahma also come to see the dancing and the singing of the devotees.
那还有一次呢, 是Srila Prabhupada 在伦敦的庙里, 然后Srila Prabhupada 说呢, 就是, 当奉献者在非常极乐的 在神像面前跳舞和这个唱诵的时候，Srila Prabhupada说这是这个Narada Muni，他也来了，Narada Muni也来和这儿和奉献者们一起搭讪神像。Yeah,
Lord Brahma.
还有主 Brahma.
So means Prabhupada had seen them.
对，就意味着Srila Prabhupada 看到了他们。
So if Srila Prabhupada told you should have an asana, a seat in next to the altar so they can be seated comfortable.
所以Srila Prabhupada说呢，你们就应该在神坛的旁边摆一把 asana, asana 椅，这样的话呢，就可以使他们舒舒服服的坐着。And
they have still now in the temple in London there are the two seats, one for Lord Brahma, one for Narada Muni.
到现在为止，伦敦的庙的神坛的边上都有两把椅子，一把椅子呢是为主 Brahma 准备的，另外一把椅子是为Narada Muni 准备的。But
Prabhupada could see them because Prabhupada had transcendental vision. Ordinary people cannot see them.
但是Srila Prabhupada 能见到他们的原因是因为Srila Prabhupada 他所具备的是超人的视域，但是普通人是见不到他们的。
The next question,
Lan妹子，顶拜阿叔，灵性体验出现的景象也是玛雅吗？ She said that some of the images from the spiritual experience is that also considered as the illusion from Maya?
No, that is reality. The spiritual world is. Everything in the spiritual world is reality.
那个不是玛雅，这个是灵性世界的真相。
Next question.
叶倩，你们阿叔和所有的奉献者如何判断自己是正确的走在灵性成长的道路上呢？ Ashu, please accept my humble obeisances. How to judge that I am on the right path of my spiritual progress?
Oh, you have to follow. You have to follow spiritual master. We have to follow Srila Prabhupada. We have to follow this guidance in his books. And we have to follow the devotees who are practicing seriously. Then we can understand how we are making spiritual advancement or not. We understand the process. We can know if you are following properly or not.
那我们呢要追随我们的灵性导师的教导，追随Śrīla Prabhupāda的教导，追随Śrīla Prabhupāda书籍的教导，以及追随所有的这些好的奉献者的联姻的教导。那只有这样的话呢，我们才知道我们是不是正确的走在这条路上。By
ourselves, we have to hear from higher authority.
所以呢，我们如果要是仅凭自己的力量呢，是没有办法去了解的，所以我们必须要依靠。 更高的权威，我们要从更高的权威那里去聆听。
So we can understand what is a spiritual standard, what is a spiritual position.
因为这样的话，我们才知道什么才是灵性的标准，什么才是灵性的位置。
The next question.
Barry, 顶白阿叔，潘德玛兄弟为什么要通过昆提皇后，通过念曼陀罗，召唤不同的半神人而出生呢？ 是为了给予他们半神人所具有的非凡力量和卓越的品质吗？就像今天故事里所展示的Bhima的力量，也是与他们的非凡的出生有关。Also, please accept my humble obeisances. Why the Pandavas birth are through? 刚才阿叔说的意思呢，就是Krishna 他做出了这样一番安排，然后呢，使得半神人们。 做了这个服务，就是把他们的后人通过昆提皇后留了下来，然后呢，使得这个昆提皇后的这个后人能够有被赋予特别的体力和智力，因为他们所面对的反对他们的这个一方或者就是他们的敌人的数量要比他们要多很多。They're
really outnumbered.
对，就是他们的这个数量是不对等的。Okay,
we finish.
好，我们今天这课就讲到这儿了。Jai
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vyasadeva ki jai, Srila Mahabharata ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari, Hari, Hari Bo.
Ashu ki jai. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，非常的感谢大家。那我们今天的这节讲课呢，就到此结束了。感恩阿叔的精彩讲述，谢谢 Sumukhi Rala Maharaj，感恩所有的奉献者深深的顶拜大家，祝大家晚安。